5 and 10 from Skywatch TV for Thursday, August 26th, 2021. I'm Derek Gilbert. Joining me with a unique perspective on the events that have unfolded in Afghanistan over the last couple of weeks is a gentleman who's actually been there, which means he's got a perspective that most of us do not have, especially given that he was charged with the spiritual health of the American servicemen and women who were deployed in Afghanistan. He's one of the featured speakers at the upcoming Warriors Conference in San Diego, September 16th through 19th, and the co-author with Troy Anderson of the recent book, The Military Guide to Armageddon. We are honored to welcome to the program Colonel David Giamona. David, thank you for taking time to join us today.
Derek, it's great to be with you. I think we're going to have an interesting show today. Lots to talk about.
Yes, and sadly, we can only scratch the surface here, but I guess from the perspective of a chaplain, military chaplain, in fact, you were in charge of the militaries or the armies anyway, spiritual health during your service there, your 30-year service in the United States Army. When you were in Afghanistan, what did you see? And I guess the follow-up question to that then would be, how surprised are you that things have flipped so quickly in the last couple of weeks?
Derek, all great questions. I saw more than most because I traveled the country its length and breadth. We actually got to the tribe, the Pashtun tribes especially, and got them the types of clothing and equipment they needed to take care of themselves and their families, and they were very grateful for that. What I saw there was a very interesting mix of things. Very strongly, of course, Islamic in nature, but the people were very wide open to what we had to say and what we had to give to them. People think that, for example, the Taliban are a cohesive unit. They're not. They fight among each other. There's a lot of factions over there. And the fact that is Afghanistan has been in war for thousands of years. It's a cross between China, Russia, the Middle East, a crossroads there. So they're very used to being occupied, very used to being overrun by occupying militaries. And ours is one of many have gone through for many, many years. So I got to really get to know the people there and bring the gospel to them. The chaplains were one of the few people that could actually bring the message of Jesus Christ. And so we had a unique opportunity not only just to talk to our soldiers, but to talk to Afghan military and as well as their families. So God gave us a blessing and an opportunity to really minister there in a lot of levels.
One of the things, and I think that surprises Americans, is that we sort of have this idea, especially among some of our foreign policy types, those who graduate from the expensive schools in the Northeast, that all we need to do is show up in a place like Afghanistan or Iraq, for that matter, and simply through contact with our superior culture in our more refined and sophisticated ways, just by osmosis, they will want to become like us and adopt our representative republic or democratic tendencies. Obviously, that hasn't worked out to be the case. Afghanistan, Iraq, both very tribal cultures where loyalty is to the family first, to the tribe second, and there is no sense of national identity. You mentioned the Pashtuns, who make up the majority of the people in Afghanistan. Why do you think, after the withdrawal of the American forces and I think especially American money from Afghanistan, that people have so quickly reverted to their family and tribal loyalties and just said, okay, this experiment is done?
Well, this is a multi-layered question because, number one, the tribes are entities of themselves and they're ruled by tribal leaders and tribal councils. And so they make their own decisions when they want to and where they want to. Now, this notion that we're going to go in there and influence them is really non-existent among the Afghan people. And the reason they melted so quickly, number one, they're deathly afraid of the Taliban. The Taliban are ruthless. They're killers. They're murderers. They care not about life or limb or property. They will take what they want. And so the Afghan army looked to U.S. for leadership. And when we pulled out, which was the worst thing we could have done, we pulled our military out first. Well, they just totally collapsed within days, and the Taliban were ready for it. And they just took over not only the tribes, but they took over the property. They took over our equipment. And they have really, you know, scoured the entire Afghan population. Now they're embedded, and it's going to be extremely difficult to have any more military operations unless we went in full force.
Mm. And again, looking at it from our Western perspective, we see life under the Taliban is just completely awful, and yet it doesn't seem that the people of Afghanistan were willing to fight to resist that. Was there another way we could have handled this, or to put this another way, had you, based on your experience there, been given an opportunity for input into the National Security Council, what would you have recommended that we do differently from what the Biden administration has done?
Well, I got to be honest with you. Our military did advise the president. He did not listen to the military advisors or counsel. And so the Pentagon briefings you saw really were a facade, because those officers, the Secretary of Defense and General Milley, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, both warned Biden what was going to happen. He ignored their advice. I know that for a fact. Mm. And here's what it should have happened. Number one, we should have implemented a multi-phase military retrograde operation, which simply means we would pull back slowly over time. We would have taken the civilian population in danger out of the area. We would have taken our equipment back a lot further than it is right now. And then we would have taken the military out last. But we would have I would have left military advisors, liaisons, and leaders in place so the Afghan military would not run, which it did, and it collapsed. And they would have looked, because they looked for our leadership the last 20 years. Our money, our equipment, our leadership, all was very important to them. They felt abandoned because the military just took off and left them in place. Wasn't a good plan from the very beginning. And now the entire thing is just unraveling at rapid pace.
Hmm. From what I've read, the majority of the Taliban are Pashtun, and many of those who were in the Afghan military that we had outfitted and trained were actually Tajik or Uzbek. How did that sort of tribalism play into this rapid dissolution of the Afghan military?
Yeah, as I said, you know, they looked to us for leadership, and when they found out the leadership was gone, they had nowhere else to turn. They went back to their tribes and into their customs and to their leadership and said, okay, tribe by tribe, what are we going to do about this? And they all scattered. The Afghan army is deathly afraid of the Taliban because the Taliban only knows one thing, death and destruction. You cannot negotiate with them. The tribal leaders know that. You cannot reason with them. They're killers. They're radical. And so now they have taken the country, and everybody is now afraid, especially the women who are going to be relegated to very cruel and harsh treatment, which is already coming out across the board. The Biden administration has its hands full, and now we have the added problem. We have Americans there that are not going to get out anytime soon, so they're going to be held hostage. We have a multi-layer problem that's not just regional, but it has affected our allies, and the whole world is watching what's going on right now.
You had the opportunity to witness to some of the Pashtun in Afghanistan. How receptive were they to the gospel of Jesus Christ? And again, a follow-up question. I guess I have a habit of asking two for one. What is going to happen to those who listened to the gospel when the Taliban finds them out?
They're going to be killed, martyred. And in fact, the Taliban's going door to door right now to find out who are our friends, who are not. Of course, a lot of those Afghan, our followers over there, are going to lie to the Taliban. They're going to tell them they had nothing to do. So there's going to be a lot of finger pointing. A lot of people are going to be killed for no reason. But they're scared, so they went to hiding. But the message of the gospel with us and then follow-on missionaries was very powerful on them. I believe the Lord was working long before we got there, and I understand now that up until this point, Afghanistan is the number two fastest-growing church in the world, right behind Iran.
Wow.
The Lord was really doing a work in their dreams, supernaturally, and other things. Before we even got there, you could see they're ready for the gospel, for sure.
That's remarkable. But maybe it takes that kind of pressure for people to really understand their need for the gospel. We saw the decimation of, well, decimation doesn't describe it, the absolute destruction of the Christian communities in Iraq. Before 2003, it's estimated there were 2 million Christians there, and now it's some estimates put it as low as 125,000. But when you're under that kind of pressure, those who remain faithful to the gospel are really committed. You compare that to here in the United States, where we're nominally Christian, and yet a new survey this week shows that among American adults who identify as born-again Christians between the ages of 18 and 39, so young adult, born-again, put that in air quotes, born-again Christians, 60% say that Muhammad, Buddha, and Jesus are equally valid paths to salvation. I suspect that if we were under that kind of pressure, we'd find out who the true Christians were.
Oh, absolutely. And I know for a fact, it's just in recent days, that there are Afghan people there that are not leaving. They could leave. They're not leaving. They want to stay and witness. And I understand this from our friend Joel Richardson, that he was talking just the other day that there are people, Taliban, reading the Bible and listening to the gospel. Some, not all of them, but some of them are. So there is a witness going on. And many of those people witnessing for Jesus Christ are going to be martyred. That is no question about it. They're going to give their lives for the gospel. Unless, of course, God decides he's going to protect them supernaturally.
Yeah. Well, storing up crowns in heaven, they will be among the martyrs under the altar, crying out, "How long, O Lord?" That fifth seal has already been opened, and we are rapidly approaching the day when the Lord comes back to put all things right. Colonel David Giamona, he is the co-author of the book, The Military Guide to Armageddon, and one who has put his own boots on the ground in Afghanistan. David, we thank you for your time today. We look forward to seeing you in San Diego in just a few weeks.
Gary, I look forward to it. Thanks for having me on the show today.
And how you can see Colonel David Giamona, who preaches, he preaches fire when he gets going, either in person or by video. We'll tell you how you can do that as 5 and 10 continues after this.
Call now and take advantage of SkyWatch TV's biggest giveaway of the summer. The Zeitgeist Summer Exclusive includes Dr. Thomas Horn's eye-opening new book, Zeitgeist 2025, Countdown to the Secret Destiny of America, The Lost Prophecies of Qumran, and The Return of Old Saturn's Reign, along with a never-before-released six-part Zeitgeist 2025 companion DVD, the shocking full-length documentary, The Secret Destiny of America on DVD, the full-length movie, Belly of the Beast, the ancient mystery that holds the secret of Antichrist's resurrection and return, and the entire six-disc Rise 2021 Defender Virtual Conference box set on DVD, a $245 value, now available for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. In the new book, Zeitgeist 2025, you will learn hidden secrets and forgotten prophecies surrounding the year 2025, how the current U.S. government is tied to America's occult destiny, lost prophecies from Qumran, forecasting 2025 as the final age of man, how America's capital city is laid out to actuate arrival of Antichrist, and why historians and intelligence agencies foresee a totalitarian world government by 2025. You'll also receive the Zeitgeist Companion DVD. This six-part eye-opening expose on DVD reveals the malevolent Orwellian Trinity converging around the world, seeking to homogenize the freedom to speak and think in order to create nations of assimilated devotees who will embrace Antichrist. And we're just getting started. This must-have collection also includes the breathtaking two-hour documentary, The Secret Destiny of America on DVD, featuring Dr. Thomas Horn as he reveals who the God on America's Great Seal and U.S. $1 bill really is, why 72 pentagrams in the Capitol Dome are used to control the ancient cosmocrators who rule the nations, the coming incarnation of Antichrist, and much, much more. But that's not all. For a very limited time, you'll also receive the complete Rise 2021 Defender Virtual Conference box set on DVD. This six-disc collection is jam-packed with over 26 hours of mind-boggling revelations from world-renowned Bible teachers, archaeologists, and ancient language scholars on the prophetic events unfolding all around the world right now. Featuring unforgettable presentations from Dr. Thomas Horn, Dr. Judd Burton, Bishop Ron Webb, Dr. Aaron Judkins, Pastor Mark Biltz, Colonel David Giamona, Dr. Ken Johnson, and so many more. Plus, for the first time ever free the full-length movie Belly of the Beast, the ancient mystery that holds the secret of Antichrist's resurrection and return on DVD absolutely free. Sold separately, these items hold a shocking retail value of over $245. Yours now for a donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling while supplies last. So don't miss Skywatch TV's biggest giveaway of the summer, the Zeitgeist Summer Exclusive, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
The Warriors Conference, where you can see the Warrior, Colonel David Giamona, and another retired Marine Corps Sergeant Jamie Walden among the speakers. This is coming up in San Diego, September 16th through 19th. The Warriors Conference from Hear the Watchmen. We'll be there, Sharon and I, along with Pastor Paul Begley, L.A. Marzulli, David Hevner, many others, Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show, Michael Boldea, John and Chelsea Jubilee, Lisa Haven and Justice Knight, Joni Stahl, music from Lori and Jacob Bango, Justin Gambino, and more. This will be a wonderful gathering. It's a Christian-owned facility, the Legacy Hotel in San Diego, and we hope we see you there. We can save you money a couple of different ways. If you can travel to San Diego and join us there, please do, and use promo code Gilbert20, Gilbert20, when you check out. That saves you $20 on tickets, Gilbert20. Now, if you can't go to San Diego, but you want to see Colonel Giamona preach, and trust me, you want to see him preach because he brings the fire. Sign up for the video streaming. This is on a sort of a tape delay, if you will, where the videos are recorded, then rendered, uploaded, and then you stream it from a website rather than trying to live stream with hotel Wi-Fi. That never works well. So it's delayed by about a half an hour or so from the time the presentation ends, but you guaranteed a better stream this way. See it from the comfort of your own home in full HD and use promo code Derek10. I think I've been saying, no, I have been saying Gilbert10. It's Derek10, D-E-R-E-K, Derek10. That saves you 10% on the video stream. Derek10, the promo code for 10% off the video stream for the Warriors Conference from Hear the Watchmen, September 16th through 19th in San Diego. Sign up online at hearthewatchmen.com. That's hearthewatchmen.com. Our Wars of the Gods tour of Israel, putting boots on the ground in the Holy Land in March 20th through April 4th next year, next spring. The new dates for the tour, thanks to COVID, this is the third time we've rescheduled. And here's the thing. Lipkin Tours has promised that if we have to reschedule again and you cannot accommodate new dates, or if we proceed with the tour and there are certain travel requirements that you are not comfortable with, they will refund your deposit. You will not be obligated for the deposit. So reserve your place and join Sharon, me, our colleagues from Skywatch TV, Donna Howell and Allie Henson, authors of the important new book, Dark Covenant, and Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, as we take you around the Holy Land with a unique Skywatch TV tour of Israel. You can find out more, a breakdown of cost and a sample itinerary online at SkywatchInIsrael.com, SkywatchInIsrael.com. This week on Skywatch TV, we continue our discussion of Tom Horn's important new book, Zeitgeist 2025. What happens when the old god Saturn returns? Who is Saturn? Why have pagans since the first century BC been looking forward to a golden age when returns old Saturn's reign with a new breed of men sent down from heaven? And how does the art and architecture of the United States Capitol reflect this New Age belief? You'll find out more with this week's broadcast program. Skywatch TV's broadcast schedule is posted at our website, skywatchtv.com/channels. But you can just throw out the schedule, make us broadcast on your schedule, and bypass the gatekeepers of the big tech companies. Just basically get Silicon Valley out of the way. And but just simply adding the Skywatch TV channel to your Roku or Apple TV box. That way we will be there, all of our video content, not just the broadcast show, but these daily news updates and, well, also Sci Friday, Unraveling Revelation, and three other brand new programs that we can't tell you about yet, but they're coming within the next 30 days or so. You can also do this by downloading our free mobile app to your smartphone or tablet. That way Skywatch TV is with you wherever you go, not just our video content, but important news, excerpts from forthcoming books. Tom Horn has just posted part 18 from Zeitgeist 2025. I mean, 18 sections. You're getting a big chunk of the book for free through our mobile app. and a calendar of upcoming events featuring SkyWatch TV personnel. All of that in your smartphone or tablet, whether it's iOS or Android or an Amazon Kindle Fire tablet. We have apps for all of those. They're free, and we have links to the App Store directly from skywatchtv.com. You'll find the link in the top menu bar at the website. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV.